This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, I was just thinking, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave appropriate miracles to appropriate situations. If you look at Musa alayhi salam, he went to a people that were big on magic, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam something bigger, something truer, something better, gave him the ability to have his staff changed into a moving snake. And if he put his hand underneath his armpit, it would appear lit, right, when he removed it. If you look at Isa alayhi salam, he went to a people that were big on medicine, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salam the miracle that was appropriate to the people that he was sent to. I mean, if we go before that, if we look at Yusuf alayhi salam and Ya'qub alayhi salam, they were sent to a people that were fascinated by dreams and dream interpretation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave these two prophets the ability to interpret dreams. When we look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an unlettered prophet to a people that prided themselves on language and linguistic abilities, right? The Arabic language reached a peak that would never be witnessed after, before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Arabic language was in phenomenal form. The abilities to express and speak poetically was at a level never seen before. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Quran, the miraculous Quran. Now, you know, when we look at the miracles of the previous prophets, they were, you know, they were definitely miracles that they people could see, and those people would take as a means of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? They were apparent to those people, and with regards to those who came after them, then, you know, it was upon them to believe that these prophets had these miracles. But when we look at the miracle of the Quran, subhanallah, it is something that the people then would see, would witness firsthand, the unlettered prophet speaking a speech that he says is the speech of Allah, is revelation, right? And it is a revelation that cannot be matched in any way or form, not in its sentence structure, not in its meaning, not in its expressiveness, not in its, if we say, you know, the rhythmic cadence that the Quran has, you know, the poetic endings, or the rhyming endings rather, if we simplify the explanation, in terms of its impact, its guidance, its what it encapsulates in terms of laws, right? And its ability to be relevant in every time, space, and span. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, right? This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and the people witnessed it, and that was a means for them to become guided. But subhanallah, with regards to the miraculous nature of the Quran, it's you know, if we look at those who came after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after the Messenger, it wasn't just about them now believing in its miraculous nature, which the people witnessed. Rather, it's a case of us witnessing its miraculous nature as well, you know. And this is the same for every generation after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We witnessed the miracle of the Quran, firsthand. We witness it firsthand. It's not that we believe that, you know, this is what it was. We actually witness it now. It's not like at the time of Isa when he cured certain diseases. We believe that he did it. We didn't see it. But with the Quran, we see it. You know, with Musa, we believe he had the staff that would turn into a snake, the staff that he would strike the Nile with and it would split. The ability to put his hand underneath his armpit and it would become lit, right? We believe it, but we didn't see it. We didn't witness it. With the Quran, subhanAllah, we witness it, and every generation till the day of Qiyamah will witness it. Allah challenges everybody, not just mankind, but also jinnkind, to produce something similar. You know, tells mankind, produce a surah. You can't produce a surah, they produce 10 ayat. You can't produce 10 ayat, okay, produce an ayah. If you need help, take all of jinn as well. And you'll never be able to produce anything like it. And by Allah, this is a miracle that we witness till today. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And it is a miracle that our children will witness, our grandchildren will witness until the day of Qiyamah. This is just a moment that I had and a moment that I wished to share with you all. I hope to see you all or speak to you all on other moments, inshallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.